We just have the worst media. Cathy Sheridan has an article in today's Irish Times, and I'm going to give a full quote from a unnamed Fine Gael spokesperson. "The aura of Taoiseach in waiting is settling on Enda Kenny. It's the different way of asking questions. You don't get the snide questions anymore. The obvious attempts to trip him up are all gone. They're listening for answers now, as opposed to trying to catch him out. Or, as I would put it, now that power is shifting, the media have stopped trying to ask hard questions of Fine Gael, and certainly of Enda Kenny. Their fallback position is deference and stenography. They are respecters of persons. I'm not a respecter of persons, and I think respecters of persons ought to be ashamed of themselves after seeing what respect for persons and their official capacities and their titles and the exercise of power has done to us. Fine Gael have inherited the Fianna Fáil backing in reflexes of the media. The media didn't really care if it was Fianna Fáil, though they will soon. What they really love is power. The people in power are the people in charge. They give them the stories. They write the stories down. They hand them the stories pre-digested. And then they can file those same stories. Insider tips. Gossip. The inside story. The real things that are going on. It's a drug, a methadone. They don't have power, but they love it all the same. They want it. They want to know more. They want to be closer. It's revolting. Revolting. A media ought to step back from power. It ought to question it. If a person is in power, they should be getting harder questions, more questions, not less. If a person has power and is wielding it, they ought to be seen as immediately suspicious. Our media has the wrong reflexes. It has the wrong belief. Power is good. The people in power are the people to start with. And then everybody else who questions what they do, well, how come they're not in power? The people in power in reality are wrong. Frequently very wrong. And also, unlike the people outside of power, they are dangerous. If we don't have a media who can see that, who understands that, if we have a media which has now fallen to the point where it doesn't even understand why it's going wrong, we're going to have to replace it, abandon it, or ignore it. It's a pity. It's a lot of hard work for the rest of us to replace an entire industry, but we'll do it because the alternative is having to listen to the lackeys of power. Thanks, but no thanks.